Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're proud to see you chair this meeting, and you can obviously count on our full support. We need to ensure that the Biological Weapons Convention remains relevant in a rapidly changing environment and in light of technological advances. Switzerland is of the view that the convention is in need of stronger mechanisms for resolving concerns about implementation of and compliance with the BWC. We believe it is both important and timely to review the fundamental issue of BWC compliance and welcome debates and initiatives of recent years that seek to strengthen the BWC. We would welcome reinforcing compliance mechanisms to strengthen the BWC, and in line with Swiss disarmament policy, are generally favorable to a multilateral legally binding compliance framework. Developing such a framework, however, is a challenge, both for political and technical reasons. Simply duplicating arrangements of other conventions may not be adequate to meet the challenges posed by biological weapons with their unique characteristics. The development of a legally binding compliance framework needs to be based on a careful identification and thorough evaluation of practical approaches in terms of their technical feasibility and effective ability to address contemporary challenges of modern-day biology. In our view, we should seek a pragmatic and effective way to advance on this question, as also stipulated in the 2018 MX5 Chair Summary Report. In this regard, we would see value in assessing specific elements of the 2001 protocol in order to identify those that might still be valid and useful today. At the same time, such an exercise might allow us to discuss how these elements could be implemented, that is, through a legally binding instrument only or other approaches as well. In this regard, we thank Dr. Revel and UNIDIR for the insightful presentation on the protocol negotiations that took place this morning. As states parties continue to explore options for developing a legally binding compliance framework to gradually approach this challenging aim, there are several areas in which more immediate action should be taken. As also stipulated in Working Paper 1 by the UK that we read with great interest, my country is convinced that many of the necessary steps to strengthen the convention can be achieved by leveraging practical proposals that were made during this and past intersessional processes. This includes the strengthening of the confidence-building measures and the identification of options for assessing the information contained therein, enhancing the role of the ISU, for instance, in areas such as national or Article 10 implementation, improving the review of relevant developments in science and technology, and taking action to operationalize Article 7, etc. With regard to strengthening the convention, we also thank the Russian Federation for Working Paper 3 on the International Conference Global Biosecurity Challenges, which took place in Sochi earlier this year. As reflected in the paper, the conference was a useful platform for facilitating in-depth and open discussions on aspects of safeguarding global biosecurity and strengthening the BWC. It should be clear, as others have mentioned, that the discussion on compliance and the strengthening of the convention through more practical and politically feasible measures are in no way intended to serve as a replacement for a legally binding compliance framework. This should remain our final objective. To conclude, and as already alluded to, an obvious and promising route to strengthen the convention consists of making improvements to the BWC intersessional process. In this regard, we thank the distinguished representative of the ISU for the presentation on the evolution of the ISP. In our view, no efforts should be spared to fulfill this objective. Having an effective intersessional process in place is essential to strengthening the convention and its implementation. We remain convinced that an ISP should provide for focused, expert-level work on a balanced array of key topics, leading to factual reports and recommendations for consideration by the annual meeting of states parties. On that latter point, we also believe that certain decision powers should be assigned to the MSP. We are also aware that an ISP will need to meet the requirements of all states parties and stand ready to work constructively with a view to realizing this goal. In the run-up to the next review conference in 2021, we need to resume our respective discussions in order to develop and discuss respective proposals and see where a convergence of views might be possible. We believe that this should be an important focus of MX5 going forward. Thank you, Mr. Chair.